So usually I like to speak something about Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pastimes, his devotees, before Bhagavatam. So maybe a little nectar before, get us into the mood. Srila Prabhupada went to South America only once in 1975 to Caracas, Venezuela. And it was at this beginning of this tour that he developed very deep emotional sentiments towards Nitai Gauranga. Gaur Nitai, when he saw them. So he came, when he was in Caracas, he was looking at the deities, not very big, they're small deities of Gaur Nitai. And Srila Prabhupada became very emotional. He started crying. He said, "They've come so far," he said, "from Mayapur. So much distance, so far away to give their mercy to this place." So he was very taken by this, that the Lord had traveled so far to come to this far off place and give their mercy. You know, so he started crying. That emotion followed him when he went to the U.S. in Atlanta. Also, he also, when he saw their Gaur Nitai deities, he also became very emotional at that time. So that whole mood followed him there, you know. So he was there a week about in Caracas, you know. It's a little nectar about Prabhupada. Some people might not know these things. All right. Señor Chaitanya. It's in Spanish. Lord Chaitanya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta. So, some pastimes of the Lord. There's a pastime. Yesterday we were in Panchagoda Prabhu's office and one devotee came. Sharanga Thakur, is he here? No? Sharanga Thakur? So he made me think of this pastime of Sharanga Thakur and Murari Chaitanya. Some of you may know this pastime. Sharanga Thakur was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Very, very humble. As you know, our philosophy is nadanam na janam na sundaring. We are not interested in having any followers. No? Na janam. Either many children or many followers. So Sharanga Thakur, he was very satisfied not to take any disciples. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted him to take some disciples. So he was always pressuring him to take disciples. He would always say, "No, I don't want. What is the use? No." So Lord Chaitanya, his order is very heavy. Just his order is so strong that Sharanga Thakur was feeling bad that he was not following his order. So he was insisting. Until one day Sharanga Thakur says, "Yes, all right. I surrender. Tomorrow, the first person I meet, I will give him Harinam Diksha," he said. So in the morning, he goes to the Ganges to do his, very early, to bathe and like this. And he hits on someone who was lying in the path there. And he says, here's the person. And he goes into his ear and he chants, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Of course, Sri Ranga Thakur, he saw so much devotion to Krishna. His chanting was so pure and so powerful that the person got up and started dancing in ecstasy. When he was like this. But Sri Ranga Thakur did not know that this person was someone who has died. He was a dead person. He was dead. So he gave him the name Murari Chaitanya. So he revived the person from death. Then Murari Chaitanya, his parents came. So, my son, you have come back. Now you come home, please. And we will give you something to eat. So much thing will take care of you. Please come home, my son. So Murari Chaitanya said, in my last life, I was your son. I thank you very much for taking care of me, but I died. Now he revived me. He is my father, and I will follow him. So he decided to. So he said, I'm not going with you. I'm going with this person. And he accepted him as his guru. You know? So because Murari Chaitanya had already passed through death, when he was very fearless. And it's explained that he would go up to one of these Bengal tigers, you know, with the big heads. Like, he would go up to the right to the Bengal tiger and slap him in the face. Boom! Chant Hare Krishna, he would say. And the tiger would become, and start chanting, you know, chant Hare Krishna. So he would have this relationship with all these, you know, heavy animals, you know. And sometimes he would, you know, have this huge python around his neck. You know, he had all these animal disciples, you know, who were dangerous animals. So, and he would, they say he would once, he would go riding on the back of a tiger. He would go into these towns, you know. People would see him riding a tiger. So he was very famous. And he had many, many animal disciples. Yeah, and when he wanted to chant japa where no one would disturb him, he would go into the Ganges under the water and stay there and chant japa. For days he would be under the water chanting japa. You know, sometimes you want to go somewhere where no one disturbs us, you know. So he would go under the water. So he had all these mystic powers, you know. So this was Murari Chaitanya. One more story. Govinda Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh, after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he was his first brahmachari servant. So as some brahmacharis know, to serve a sannyasi is very nice. But here is the Supreme Personality of God who has taken sannyas, and he is able to serve him as his personal servant. I mean, you can imagine the nectar of that, the mercy you can get, you know. So he was in ecstasy. So they had stopped at some one town. And Lord Chaitanya, the grihasthas in that town had given him a lot of prasadam. So the next day he said to Govinda Ghosh, please go and get me some haritak. Find some haritak for me and give me so I can, for my indigestion. So he goes out, and like 20 minutes later, he goes to grihasthas, he gets some haritak, he brings it back. Here, Lord Chaitanya, like that. The next day, Lord Chaitanya also asks for harita. And Govinda Ghosh goes out, comes back immediately, and he gives him the harita. How is it? Yesterday you went 20 minutes, you were so long, but now immediately you have. How is this? Well, I was thinking yesterday you might need, I also might need some, and I've saved some from yesterday. Lord Chaitanya, you are accumulating. You're a hoarder. You know there's a hoarder. You started. You're accumulating things. This is not the mentality of a brahmachari. You should not be a brahmachari. This is not. This is you. You just want to collect things and have. This is you. You should be a grihastha. So he gave them the order to be a grihastha. So here he was, brahmacharya assistant to the Supreme Personality of God, who had taken sannyas, and he is given the order to stay in this little town and become a grahast. Talk about a pail of cold water on your face. You know? So he was like, he couldn't believe it, but he was very surrendered to the Lord, and he accepted. So he stayed in this place. He got married. He had one son. And he established the worship of a Gopinath deity there in this town. And his son even helped the worship, you know, and the townspeople also worshiped this deity, you know. So here he was in this situation. And then as providence would have it, destiny, his wife dies, leaves her body. Then a short time after, his son also dies. So he goes and he's thinking, so he becoming very disturbed in his mind, and the offerings he's not doing right, he's not, so many things of the, he's neglecting the worship because he's too disturbed, you know. So it gets to a point where Gopinath goes to him, he says, what's going on? What's happening with the offerings? What's going on? He says, look, Lord Chaitanya asked me to do this, and this servant, I don't know how he has arranged this, but now I have no one to do this. I have no son, so he can't do the pinda, the shraddha ceremony for me. So what can I do? He said, I'm very disturbed by this. So Gopinath tells him, don't worry. I'll be your son. I will do this service. No, but yes, get everyone. I will tell them to. So he brought all the town's leaders in front of the deity, and the deity spoke to the whole group of leaders. And he told him, I will vow that I will, after he leaves his body, I will do this ceremony for him. So he took this vow in this place. So to this day, 500 something years, every day, every once a year, on the disappearance of this Govinda Ghosh, they take the deity to his whose samadhi to do the pinda ceremony for. So that for 500 years, the town is doing this service to him. You know? The deity had promised, so the devotees are helping to do this service for him. You know? This pastime. It's okay. So now we'll go to the Srimad Bhagavatam. A lot of nectar. Govinda Ghosh ki jai. Gopinath ki jai. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 30, text 32. Correct? Yeah. Parijate anjasa labdhe sarango anyan na sevate tvad angri mulam asadya sakshat king vrini mahi parijate njasa labdhe sarango nyanna sevate tvad angri mulam asadya sakshat king vrini mahi parijate njasa labdhe sarango nyanna sevate
Tvad angri mulam asadya. Sakshat king king vrini mahi. Parijate njasalabdhe. Sarango nyanna sevate. Tvad angri mulam asadya. Sakshat king king vrini mahi. Vrini mahi. Parijate.
The celestial tree known as Parijata,
Anjasa,
completely, Labdhe, having achieved,
Saranga,
a bee,
Anyat,
other,
Nasevate,
does not resort to,
Tvat Angri,
your lotus feet,
Mulam,
the root of everything.
Asadya,
having approached.
Sakshat,
directly.
Kim,
what?
Kim,
what?
Vrini mahi,
may we ask. Translation. Dear Lord, when the bee approaches the celestial tree called the Parijata, it certainly does not leave the tree because there is no need for such action. Similarly, when we have approached your lotus feet and taken shelter of them, what further benediction may we ask of you? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When a devotee is actually engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, his engagement in itself is so perfect that there is no need to ask for further benediction. When a bee approaches the Parijata tree, it gets unlimited supplies of honey. There is no need to go to another tree. If one is fixed in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, there is unlimited transcendental bliss, and as such, there is no need to ask for further benediction. The Parijata tree is not commonly found within this material world. The Parijata tree is also known as Kalpa Vriksha, or the wish-fulfilling tree. One can get anything he desires from such a tree. In the material world, one can get oranges from an orange tree, or mangoes from a mango tree. But there is no possibility of getting oranges from a mango tree, or vice versa. However, one can get whatever he wants from the Parijata tree: oranges, mangoes, bananas, and so on. This tree is found in the spiritual world.
Chintamani parakarasadma sukalpa briksha lakshavriteshu suravira vipalayantam. Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami.
The spiritual world, Chintamani Dham, is surrounded by these kalpa briksha trees. But the Parijata tree is also found in the kingdom of Indra, that is, on Indra's heavenly planet. This Parijata tree was brought by Krishna to please his queen,
Satyabhama,
one of his queens, and this tree was implanted in the Dwarka mansions constructed for the queens. The lotus feet of the Lord are exactly like the Parijata trees, or wish-fulfilling trees, and the devotees are like bumblebees. They are always attracted by the lotus feet of the Lord.
Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayang Rupa Kadamayang Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapadakamalang Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Bitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalitashi Vishakanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshvare Vritabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Bukungaroti Vachalam Pungang Langete Girin Yat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram Hare Om Tat Sat Parijate Injasa Labdhe Saram Adya Sakshat King King Brini Mahi. Translation. Please repeat. Dear Lord, when the bee approaches the celestial tree called the Parijata, it certainly does not leave the tree because there is no need for such action. Similarly, when we have approached your lotus feet and taken shelter of them, what further benediction may we ask of you? So, maybe we can explain a little about the pastimes of the how the Parijata tree came under Krishna's or his queen's power. As you may know, Narada Muni brought a Parijata flower to Rukmini, and he presented to her this flower. Of course, Satyabhama saw this, and she was somewhat wanting something similar. So when Indra came to ask for Krishna's help, because the demigods were being, there was a thief, Bhaumasura, Narakasura, who had taken certain items from the celestial kingdom. Does anybody know what these items were that were stolen? Huh? Earrings. Whose earrings? Aditya, the mother of the demigods. Necklace. No? What else was taken? Huh? A garland? Huh? Shyamatakajul, no. No. That's another pastime. What's the word in Hindi? One was the earrings. Another thing was the
the Parvat was on this mountain. There was a playground. The demigods had this playground. So Bhamasura had to take this whole playground there. With their Varuna. Varuna had a... What was Varuna have? Varuna's... I don't know what Varuna... Something of Varuna's was taken. No, I don't know what it was, Varuna. There were four things. Anyway, I don't remember the other. There was one more thing that was taken. Anyway, Krishna, he agreed, I will go and get this. So he thought, well, let me also take Satyabhama with me. And this way we can pick up some items, you know. Sometimes we take our wives shopping, so similar, it's explained, you know. So he takes her with her. They both get on Lord Vishnu's carrier, who is Garuda. And they go to Bhaumasura's kingdom. His kingdom, his fortress was very, very well fortified. It's explained that he had different levels of fortifications made of different material elements. He had moats, he had fire, all different, you know, things you had to go through past to get to the actual palace. So first Krishna breaks the first barriers there, and at that time the Mura demon comes out and attacks Krishna, and he specifically tries to attack Garuda. Mura has five heads, this demon, so he was coming attacking Garuda, and he threw his lance at him, and Krishna destroyed the lance like that. So in this way, he killed this Mura demon with his arrows, Krishna. And then he destroyed the next barrier there. It's explained that many elephants were sent out who were descendants of Airavata, the celestial carrier of Lord Indra. They came out. These were very huge elephants. Four tusks they had. Not just two tusks, four tusks. So they came and attacked, you know. So Garuda was, you know, with his talons, he was picking them and throwing them away and like doing like that. At the same time, Krishna's doing his arrows, you know, breaking the different. So they come to the last. Mura had seven sons who also attacked Krishna. They were finished quickly. And then he comes to the last barrier, and there are mystic, magical seals on the doors that cannot be opened by anyone. So there was a special seal. So Krishna takes out his conch shell, and the sound of the conch shell was so heavy, his conch shell, that it broke completely these seals on this. They blew up, you know. And finally, he's there, and at that point, Narakasura, Bhaumasura comes out to fight Krishna at that point. And he explained that Bhaumasura, he was like brilliant as light. He had an effulgence, you know. It was like huge effulgence. It's like he couldn't look at him. You know, it was so huge. And he came out to fight Krishna. You know. So they had this huge fight, and finally Krishna killed him, cut his head off with his Sudarshan Chakra. Cut his head off. Then in the inside his palace, he found as prisoners 16,000. 100 virgin girls that Bhaumasura had, I don't know, was saving for some time. They were there, you know, so Krishna rescued them. Narakasura, yeah, had them. And he sent them to Dwarka. There was some controversy whether they were 16,000 or 16,100. Sridhar Swami cites some Puranas saying that there were actually 16,100. So there was a like that. The 16, number 16 comes from the 16 phases of the moon. Krishna is compared to the moon. And the 16 phases are the 16 princesses who were incarnations of gopis, expansions of gopis. And they had 1,000 each subcategories of girls there. So that's where you get 16,000 from. And they were sent to Dwarka, and later Krishna married them, had a big ceremony. But from that point, he goes to the Indra's kingdom, and he brings all these items back to the demigods. Aditya's earrings, and they worship Krishna there. Both Indra and Sachi Devi, who is Indra's wife, they worship him. Of course, when they're leaving, Satyabhama says, "Hey, there's a Parijata tree there. Oh, how nice." And Krishna said, "Well, I'll take this. I'll just pull it out." He pulls the tree out and he takes it back with him, you know. So Indra, although when he wanted something from Krishna, he was very, you know, very, very surrendered. When they found that Krishna has taken this Parijata tree, how is this possible? Then the demigods get a whole big force to attack Krishna and the Pandavas. So they go to Earth to attack, and there's this big battle between Krishna to get the Parijata tree back, you know, with Indra like that. His wife sent him to get this tree back. Why you let this tree go? In some places, it's described that Krishna, being merciful, when Indra finally surrenders to him, he gives him back the tree. There's some quotes in that regard. Others say not, but there's one place it says he actually gave him back, because your wife will not, I think Nectar of Devotion says, your wife will not like the fact that you're not coming back with the tree, so I don't want to give you any problem in your home. Take the tree back. But then it's explained, as it's explained in this verse, in the purport, that every single mansion of the queens had a Parijata tree there. So, and the Sudharma assembly hall was also brought. In some places it's explained that Krishna took them also. Other places explain that they were as gifts from Indra. Anyway, Krishna had his ceremony, and he established these Parijata trees there, not to be confused with the Parijata that you sometimes see in India. That is not the same thing. When they told Prabhupada on a morning walk, they said, "Yes, we have this Parijata here," in a conversation. "This is not the Parijata." Prabhupada laughed. He said, "No, that is not the celestial Parijata. That is some other," and he gave some name. I don't know what it is. That's some other nice little. It is a type of lotus flower, actually, Prabhupada describes, the Parijata flower. Anyway, he then established each queen in their own palace, and he married each one of them in each separate temples there. And, which is very interesting, when you have a marriage, all the family is there, you know. So he had his whole family in each ceremony, simultaneously, 16,100 family members, groups of family members. They were also expanded in each place, like this. Krishna, you know. So this is something marvelous, Krishna. It is not that Krishna is one person and he was traveling around to all these palaces, you know, enjoying. No, the critics of Krishna sometimes. When I was many years ago, I went to Bangladesh, and I went incognito because there were some problems. But the immigration man saw my neck beads, and he said, "Oh, Krishna," he said, "he has so many wives. You know, what is this?
I didn't argue too much with him. You know, you want to get in the country, you know, but they were thinking, criticizing Krishna. Oh, Krishna has so many wives. He didn't know Krishna expands in each one of them. And when he comes out in the morning to go to work, goes to the Sudharma, the assembly hall, all the Krishnas come into one Krishna, and one Krishna walks into the hall like that. So like that there was. So this Parijata tree Prabhupada describes here in this purport that it's actually a Kalpa Vriksha tree. It's actually a desire tree, you know. Of course, it's explained also in the Shastras that all the plants, the celestial plants and flowers and trees, they worship one specific tree, which they consider to be the most exalted tree or plant, which is Tulasi. Tulsi, they all worship Tulsi plant. You know? They are just like ladies may have some person that one lady they think, well, this is our best lady. And so they consider Tulsi their best amongst them. Tulsi, the most sacred, the most renounced, and the most advanced plant. You know, so they worship her. Interesting. When they brought the celestial Parijata from the celestial kingdom, also followed all these celestial bumblebees. They also came down with the Parijata plants. So they were always there. And Krishna would wake up and smell these. When he would wake up in the morning, he would smell these Parijata, and he would be given a garland of Parijata flowers, these very fragrant flowers, you know. And he would listen, he would also hear the bumblebees, the noise they make, the humming of the bumblebees, you know. They would hear when he would get up in the morning, you know, Krishna. Of course, in this verse, it's an analogy, is it an analogy? Allegorical analogy. Where the tree, it's explained that the bees in this type of Parijata tree, which was a Kalpa Vriksha tree, all their desires were fulfilled. So there's also a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam about how we should approach Krishna as devotees, completely dependent on him. Akamo sarva kamo va moksha kama udharadhi. So if you are akama, you have no desires, material desires, or you have sarva karma, you have all desires, or you want to be liberated, whatever desire you have, all your desires are fulfilled simply taking shelter of Krishna. So also in this verse, we are being encouraged like this. The Prachetas are well known for their determination in devotional service. So we also measure someone's advancement if he is fixed in devotional service. He has a good service attitude, you know. And we consider that a good disciple. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. He's interested in seva. And his consciousness is what service can I do? He is like the good soldier who comes and presents himself for service. Yeah. And that person, pariprashnena sevaya means that by that service, he gets the vision of his spiritual existence. Pariprashnena means questions, but it also means clearing things up. So your existence becomes clear by the service attitude you have. And we can see as devotees that
Someone who has a good service attitude, we consider he's a very good devotee. He's always, anything you ask him to do. Sometimes when we're new devotees, we have this attitude, but then we lose this idea that anything we're asked to do, we will do it. Then we become professional devotees. Well, I can only do this under certain circumstances, and I, because of my training, I have many degrees, as you can see on the wall behind me, so I can only do certain amount of service, types of service. Yeah. But just like Arjuna, he was expert at different weapons. So the devotees who are very expert, they are expert at doing different things for Krishna. Their ability to serve is very diverse. So they can cook, they can clean the pots, they can wash the bathroom, they can lead kirtan, they can give a class, they can go on sankirtan. There's nothing they cannot do to serve Krishna. That's a surrendered devotee. You know? That's what we consider a good devotee. You know? So one should become expert at doing different things for Krishna. And this way he can overcome the attack of Krishna's external energy. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. Daivihyeshya gunamayi mama maya duratya duratyaya. Dura in Spanish means hard, difficult. Duratyaya. It's very difficult to overcome. But you can overcome it if you surrender to Krishna. You can overcome it. So this is a wonderful thing. The Prachetas are giving us their realizations here. So it's very nice that we're able to take their example. The Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with different stories of different devotees and how they have achieved success in devotional service. There's also failures here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. A lot of failures. Because the failure is the pillar of success. Someone fails, but then he becomes successful again. That's a wonderful thing. That's wonderful. So there's a lot of stories about failures, you know, because the material world is a place where it's very difficult to engage in devotional service. What's that verse? Let me see. Let me look at my... We have Shastra and everywhere, yeah? This is from the 12th canto, which I want to read to you. It's very nice. Mriyamanaya rabidhyeyo bhagavan parameshvara atma bhavam natyat nayat yanga sarvatma sarva sanshaya. Atma Bhavan
Krishna. Kirtanad eva Krishnasya mukta. Mukta sangha parang brajet. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukta sangha parang brajet. The material he becomes free from material association simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. But Kali Yuga is very difficult. So there will be failure. But even though there will be failure, if you take to the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if you have faith in Krishna's lotus feet, that Krishna, he will take care of you. So when you chant in dependence on Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, completely dependent on Krishna, then you will become free from material bondage. And when you are about to leave your body, if it is not revealed to you in your lifetime, your spiritual identity, according to this verse, will be revealed to you. That is a wonderful thing. That's assurances of the Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavatam. Incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God. What more do we want? So these assurances are there. So we should take to this chanting. Here you have a nice opportunity to chant 24 hours. Kirtan. So take the advantage of this association of devotees. It's important. You know, associate. Give association. Take association. Like that. But be discriminating. This is good association. This is better. This is the best association. Try to discriminate and try to associate with those who are very dedicated to Krishna's service. Those devotees are always fixed on his lotus feet. So these type of devotees we want to look for. Seek. Like the bee is seeking the honey. Look for these devotees. Take shelter and associate and become purified by their association. If you do not have loving exchanges with devotees, Prabhupada explains, you will have loving exchanges with karmis. But the loving propensity is there. So try to have loving exchanges with the devotees. As explained by Rupa Goswami, Dadati Pratikranati, Gukhyang Akhyati Krichati, Bhungte Bhojayate Chaiva, Sadpriti, Sadvidhi Prati Lakshana. Six exchanges of love. No? So I thank you for your patience and your hearing. We hear Srimad Bhagavatam, that is how we serve Srimad Bhagavatam. You serve Srimad Bhagavatam by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the seva you do for Srimad Bhagavatam. Hear it. So we're hearing. Is there any question? I don't know. One question? Two questions? I'll try to answer them quickly. One here.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Try to answer
them.
Thank
you for a wonderful class. As you mentioned that verse from Bhagavatam, akama sarva kama va moksha kama udarido. So, also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that ami vigya tarekana vishaya divo sa charanamita khavaya vishaya ulai. This is Bengali. Means ami vigya means I am expert person. Why should I give vishaya to my devotees? And Bhagavatam says akama sarva kama va. Even if someone is devotee, if he has even material thing, Lord can fulfill. So it is contradictory.
Yes, it's a good question. Certainly, the idea is to go to Krishna for everything. Whatever your situation, depend on Krishna. It doesn't explain that that is the most advanced stage. No, the most advanced stage is not asking for anything in return. That is the best. I will unmotivated service. I serve Krishna. I ask for nothing in return. In the material world, we are doing something, we are giving something, but the hand is still there wanting to get something back. Here. What's for me? We say in Spanish, para mí. I call it the para mí bird. Para mí, for me, for me, for me, for me, for me. What's for me? What's in it for me? No. So pure devotional service means no, I'm not interested in for myself. I'm just interested in serving Krishna.
But he says that even...
But, it says, even if you have some desires, go to Krishna. Don't go to the demigods. Don't go to your material propensities. Don't use your material intelligence. Go to Krishna for that. Even if you have some material desire, depend on Krishna, he'll fulfill your desires. But we're not interested, pure devotional service is not, we're not interested in fulfilling our desire, our personal desires. That's pure devotional service. That's the best. Other question? Give him the microphone.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the class with all the scriptural references. There's one thing I failed to understand, and probably it's my problem. The Dwarka Dham, as Vrindavan Dham, is a Dham, so it's a spiritual abode. And it's, in that sense, it's always in a superior position than heavenly Swarga. Still it says bringing down.
Still it says what?
It brings the Parichata flower down.
Right.
So it seems, yeah, geographically that, speaking, it's,
yes,
it's not
that,
really
the,
like
the,
that. No?
That's, that question is dealt with in different scriptures, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the supreme proprietor of everything. So it wasn't that he was actually stealing the Parijata flower, rather a tree, rather the tree was always his property.
No, I mean, location-wise, bringing down means heaven is higher than Dwarka. Something like that, but Dwarka is the...
Well,
the
I mean,
Aprakat place.
We say that in reference to the earth planet, and the, it's not really down as we see it.
No. Well, it's always transcendental.
Yeah, it's not,
Dwarka
it's,
is always transcendental.
Certainly Krishna, wherever Krishna is, it is transcendental, of course.
It's a prakat or the aprakat place.
Yeah, it's not... I apologize for using the word down. But,
no, but it, I think it's not just you who say that. It's... We read
yeah,
that.
I'm probably
we read it like
refers
that.
To it as coming down from the celestial planet. But it's a... It came.
Okay.
It came. However you... Worded, it came. It came under Krishna's possession. But as I was explaining, it's not as if Krishna was immoral by stealing the Parijata tree, which some try to say he was. This is immoral. He is stealing, but because if it's his property, Bhoktarang Yagyatapasam Sarva Lokamahi. He's the proprietor. So it's explained. The great authorities explain. No, he wasn't stealing because it was his. It was his to begin with. So there was no discrepancy. Otherwise, why would Krishna so blatantly... Krishna was also Dharmaraj. He's also the protector of religious principles. Why would he do something not proper? So he took it because he had a right to do it. It was in his right to take the Parijata. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol, thank you very much. Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. What is this? A Parijata flower has just been given to me from the celestial Brahmachari, from the celestial kingdom. It's come down.